Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I think it's time for a year in review. Yeah, we've had quite a year here at the Scales of Truth. Our most energetic, most industrious year so far of my some 174 episodes. Over 100 of them have come in 2022. So definitely got in the groove of things a little bit. I think I want to just kind of go through some of the highlights of the year. Well, you know, the year started with the last quick rant of truth. Quick rants of truth had started back in 2021 and had helped me kind of get going with the podcast. Now, with the last quick rant of truth before 2022 is quick rant of truth 033. Well, now we have, let's see here how many we have now. Quick rant of truth, we're at quick rant of truth 103. We're now at the scales of truth 60, which was just published here earlier tonight. And at the beginning of 2022, we were at, rather than 60, the last scales of truth we did in 2021 was, let's see here as I scroll, was Scales of Truth 021. So a lot of stuff, of material was added to the library here in the last year. So let's hear it. January 1st, we had analysis of leaders acting exactly against the science they admit. Quick rant of truth 035, CDC admits basic facts we reported many times in the last year, 20 months after science told them. Quick rant of truth 36, most relevant of admissions, short version of previous episodes, of previous episode. And let me look at that one really quick. An admission by the highest levels that a quote, test can, quote, give incorrect results for well over 10 times as long as it should be. 12 weeks, quote, positive, when 85% to 90% of transmissibility is within 5 days. And that admission is literally why self-isolation recommendations are only 5 days now. Also known as, though the expert doesn't say it, the test is bad. And what it means, we should tell our leaders that the emergency needs to be over. It is the legality by which these extraordinary acts are allowed, but the facts do not support it anymore. So I'm going to repeat that again. This is the most relevant of admissions, short version of the previous episodes. That's only 5 minutes. That's quick round of truth 36. And this is where the Walensky or the CDC director, it's Rochelle or that woman admitted on live TV that the test can give incorrect results for well over 10 times what it should be. And she admits that. She says you could be 12 weeks positive, quote, end quote, when 85 to 90% of the transmissibility is within 5 days. So what does that mean? Over 12, a multiple of 12 times false positive in the sense that it's not even transmissible, so it's not important. But what she didn't say, even though she all but said it, was the test is no good. And in fact, Kim reported before the end of 21, it was going to be that we couldn't use it anymore and shouldn't use it anymore. And that's based on those observations right there. So the quick rant of truth 36 and the scales of truth right before that went into that. Let's see, supplement info I'd never heard. It's huge as your winter routine for health. That's another one that covered. Geez, I'm trying to remember now. What did that cover? Let's see if the description talks about it. Oh, boy, you know what? A real distinction on the limits of natural vitamin D production. Oh, I remember this one. Yeah, this is interesting because think of how the sun creates vitamin D. Well, it turns out in the middle of winter, it doesn't create enough, just plain and simple, even in the middle of the day. So that was a great, interesting observation that I was not aware of before. Bearing the lead, but at least not avoiding it, New South Wales, all but one in serious condition, got the cure. That's in Quick Rant of Truth 038, where they talked about, you know, in New South Wales and Australia, they've absolutely gone total China with this whole thing, as has New Zealand down there. And this is at least one public official talking about all the alleged bad situations, but then admitting that almost everybody in the serious condition got the cure. So at least saying it out loud during a press conference, which is better than what a lot of them are doing it. So that was very interesting. That included the audio from the expert. Quick Rant of Truth 39, initial revelations from an insider. So this was very good. This was, let's see here. Let me remember what this one is about. Oh, yeah. So several of my episodes were based on some information that a John Abramson, who was a guest on the Joe Rogan Experience, gave about the medical industry. And so this little series is actually really, really good. And one of them is that when people are reviewing the safety data, and this might be this one, I'm not going to go into all of each of those, but the Joe Rogan Experience, John Abramson interview ones based on that, they're all kind of in the same, say, week or 2 week period that I put there. It would have been earlier in January 21, like we are now. It was that the people who review the safety data don't even get to see it. So the review is just based on an alleged roll up of data. They don't get to look at the underlying data so that they could, you know, rework it and bring up different stats themselves. They only get to see the rolled up data. All right, so that's very good. And again, that was Quick Rant of Truth 39, initial revelations from an insider. Quick Rant of Truth 040, if you've done the time, if you've done the crime, don't do the time and get to hide the details of it. I believe that was probably a John Abramson follow-up as well. Also, yes, it was. And I don't remember the exact point there, but you'll like that one as well. That's a Quick Rant of Truth. It's only 5.5 minutes. All right, reading of Isaiah's job. Something I've done this year that I hadn't done before is just do some readings. Just kind of use a narrator voice of some of my favorite essays. This is the first one of these, reading of Isaiah's job, Long Live the Remnant. This is a famous essay by the Foundation for Economic Education. I had it even as a printed off brochure. It's been around for quite a while. That is just a great reading. Quick Rant of Truth 41, Solace and Insanity at the Court. On the one hand, this would be, if you remember, towards the end of 2021, the non-president was still trying to say that he had the power to just simply tell anybody who was an employee at a company, if it was something like 100 or more employees, that they had to get the jab. Even though it had been around for a full year, he still was trying to force people to get the jab. And then separately, if you recall, then he also had a little bit closer case, still entirely illegal, but because of the standard of review, it stood at the court. And that was around what about the federal employees and the like, as opposed to all of private business being under his particular demands of health choices. And so that's in more detail, Solace and Insanity at the Court. Quick Rant of Truth 042 is one of the one of them where I initially talked about Borla, who is the Pfizer CEO, and he just says stuff. He's very much similar to Fauci because he just says stuff. So here I take down his the appearing on Yahoo Finance, his garbage that he says. So that's Quick Rant of Truth 042. Takedown of Pfizer's. Okay, I go Pfizer's CEO's most recent spewing. All right, confirmation, they get to charge as much as they want, even if it is no more effective than the cheapest treatment. This is where I get into the details, where I've mentioned many a time that to get public funding and to set public, charges, there does not have to be any more effectiveness for a new treatment. So that gets into that. This Quick Rant of Truth 44 is probably another John Abramson interview tidbit. Doctors tend to not even know that Big Pharma gets the hide details of studies. Quick Rant of Truth 045, equally parts good and bad news from the court. Keep fighting. Quick Rant of Truth 046, dirty stats, removing participants' data from trials so that the substance's bad effect is then becomes statistically inconclusive. That one is insane. Like, that is just the highest levels of negligence and deception. In essence, that one is about the idea, but you can go listen to it yourself, that if the difference between 14 people and 13 people having a certain really bad effect in a study is what would make it statistically insignificant or not, then they remove one of the people from the study generally. So that couldn't be worse. It's not that the person just dropped out. It's that they specifically took them out or took them out of the count. I also talk about how you can easily get past these deceptions with just a certain few rules. Quick Rant of Truth 47, when the side effect they dismiss occurs more than the good reason that rationalizes the product. And that is a case study, one or two of them, from John Abramson, where he talks about a certain medication. This is not COVID-19. And the side effect occurred which was a major effect. Because remember, if anything you've learned here, one thing is that side effects are just the effects that are not marketed. It doesn't mean they're not bad effects. It doesn't mean they're not major effects. It's just the effect they're not marketing as a good effect. In this case, it was dismissing cardiovascular side effects, heart attacks, by saying there weren't many events in the study, 70, when the awful side effect actually outnumbered the original stomach issues that were originally the rationale to even market the new product over the old one. So that's also off of the John Abramson interview, but a little quick digestible chunk from there, only 5 minutes and 16 seconds for Quick Rant of Truth 047. I did here and there introduce, but I haven't used it to much effect. I should say I haven't gotten the habit of using it. Miscellaneous points of truth. So we had our first MPOT, MPOT-01, in January 15th of 2022. And so that included quite a few. I don't have as many listens on there as I feel like I should. I think there's some good information in those miscellaneous points of truth. Quick Rant of Truth 48, a treatment for a correlated condition of the body is not the same as a treatment of the original problem. Now that one, let's see, is that another John Abramson one? It might be about the last one or so. Yes. How did a drug that had no clinical effect and had zero votes of yay from the FDA Clinical Advisory Board get a positive public perception? So it goes into that. A treatment for a correlated condition of the body is not the same as a treatment of the original problem. Quick Rant of Truth 048. And I think this might be related. I remember this, and I can't remember whether these were based on the same background, but egregious, Quick Rant of Truth 049. None of the advisory board is for approval, and yet the government approves. So more of the dirty games that, okay, you have an advisory board to advise you independently, have experts on whether or not this should be approved, and then it simply gets approved regardless of the board. And we mean all the way to the point of nobody on the board saying it should be approved. Either they all say it should not be approved, or they just say they're not going to vote. One of my more popular episodes was Quick Rant of Truth 50. Spike proteins in the virus are awful for you, and the vaccine makes your body produce them. But don't worry, we tell them to be good guys then. That gets to the point that I'd said many a time, but it does it with a little bit of character voices and stuff. You might like that one. Quick Rant of Truth 051, prima facie evidence of the wrong conclusion in Vegas. This is scary stuff, but it's also, it's there. I mean, I don't always cover all the really, really controversial stuff that I could. You know, you have to pick and choose. But there's definitely some iffy stuff even for Vegas. And I say prima facie evidence of the wrong conclusion. I don't remember right off the top of my head what that evidence was, but if I referred to it as that, then I got to specific. So let's see if the description says much there. Let me see real quick. Nope. Analysis of, oh, I gotcha. Definitely two different locations of shots from the 2017 event, despite the too tidy conclusion that it was one person. Audio from original source plus analysis. So that one's interesting if you've not gone into that one. All right, we have Maryland governor to unilaterally cause massive liver damage in seniors to, quote, treat them. This is Quick Rant of Truth 052. And as we know, of course, the medication that was not already on the market and therefore could be, it could be argued easier that it should be, we should have to pay more for it. That is, the government should have to pay more for it, is incredibly toxic to the liver. And we discussed that there and how the Maryland governor is using the National Guard to get it distributed. So there's that one. All right. Not charmed. Alyssa's brain. Hopefully it does not clot. Alyssa Milano saying something stupid. And discussing how by then we knew it was a clot shot. We'd covered it many times. We knew it caused bad clotting in the cardiovascular system. Later in the year, I understood the mechanism more. Quick Rant of Truth 054, straight admission of gain of function when it was banned. Other insights into how the demon and his ilk ignore the law. So that's a good one as well. The gain of function stuff, that's 8 minutes and 11 seconds. And I'd mentioned a November 2015 article a lot where they, quote, engineered and, quote, built a chimeric virus. And that was de facto proof of gain of function after the October 14 moratorium on gain of function research. But here, removing all doubt, they admit in the article it is gain of function. Function using the very phrase, but they're just going to do it anyway. And then we go to a great Mercola summary article to show that we'll do what we want activities are actually a pattern, as concluded by a molecular biologist and biodefense expert who reviewed 900 pages released due to an FOI request. So that one's a good one. Let's see here. What do we got next? Quick Alert of Truth. Go find this audio and video now. That was about the great assembly that was going to happen in Washington on the day it did. Of course, they knew they couldn't get anywhere near the House because they would have another January 6th, lie. And so they did it way out by the Washington Monument. That was a great, great collection of people. And our man, I only went to go see him in comedy, the redhead from Facebook, the comedian who's real sarcastic, my man. He actually helped to MC that. Quick Rant of Truth 055, Prez's reverse border control, skirting Congress, coercing more, ruining supply chain. Miscellaneous points of truth too. That is my cat in the background feeling the Christmas spirit, apparently. I don't know if you can hear that. Miscellaneous points of truth on 125.22. That's miscellaneous points of truth 2. Quick Rant of Truth 56, a protest singer protest against the right of someone to protest. So someone who I actually enjoyed as an artist just shows themselves to have their heads entirely up their ass. Quick Rant of Truth 057, an outstanding senator gives us hope. Well, there's one outstanding senator in the Sunflower State, and there's the other one that does things like sign omnibus bills even after we all know we're in the most demonic era of the extremists. And it's one thing when everything is before 2019, although there's that question as to whether omnibus bills are ever the right thing to vote for. We've got one really horrific, he's not absolutely horrific, he's just plain Jane, Republican in name only, and we've got a good senator. And so Quick Rant of Truth 57 is about that senator. Quick Rant of Truth 058, Rite Aid, no aid from robbery when you always get to wear a mask. All right, Quick Rant of Truth 59, I was wrong, but then so right. And that was, let's see, I think that may have been, let's see, what was that about here? Oh, yes, I believe that at one time, I think this is the one about, at one time I thought Johnson & Johnson was different. And it is, but not in the sense that I thought it was before. Johnson & Johnson still tells the body to do things rather than just introducing the dead virus so the body can react. It also delivers new instructions to the cells, just not via messenger RNA. So that's what that one's about. But please go listen to that one. Quick Rant of Truth 060, other shoe drops on Neil Young's motivation. Turns out he got I think this is one where he got decades, or at least certainly years and years worth of a royalty equivalent to drop off of, I think it was Spotify. So he got paid to have that opinion, in essence. Quick Rant of Truth 061. Now I'm a little confused about the relation between those two. Could over 100 years worth of royalty value being paid at once have affected Neil Young's decision? Duh. And I was wrong. The first one was not about Joni Mitchell. The first several about the artists were about Neil Young, I believe. Quick Rant of Truth 062, Joni and Vulture news speaking. News speak being a 1984 novel term. Being against the science basics is not in solidarity with it. The Scales of Truth 024 is another reading. iPencil, which is another one of my absolute, I can't quite decide among those essays that I narrated, which are my favorite, but that's definitely way up there. Those people who imagine it smart to try to control a whole supply chain or any decisions thereof from one particular point to even make one product would do well to listen to iPencil, The Scales of Truth 024. Well, that's a shorter one because, you know, to enunciate an essay well, does take, you have to speak a little slower. I was in radio, and so to enunciate commercials and the like, it does take a little longer than it does. It takes much longer than just reading them to yourself and also, you know, in your head, and then still significantly longer to enunciate the way you want to present it, like I'm speaking right now, as opposed to, you know, you might just kind of talk to yourself. So The Scales of Truth 024, iPencil, is a 17-minute listen there. One of my very, 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 very favorite essays. Quick Rant of Truth 063 is a bibliography for upcoming episodes. And so The Scales of Truth journal articles. This was huge. Stu Peters is starting to see this. This is a huge, huge revelation for me. And it's really important that you read it. This is The Scales of Truth 025, journal articles on adjuvants, nanoparticles, toxicity, autoimmunity by man's choice. I've said it a lot since, but it turns out that you'll find articles talking about nanoparticles being very, very bad for the system because they're so tiny. I'm not talking about nanomachines or nanotech per se, but some of the way you turn a certain material into a nanoparticle sized, particle of that material is some pretty, it's kind of primitive processing. You know, it can be just using, soaking it in the right chemicals. But nonetheless, it's very artificial. Those things would normally be in those chemicals. So to process some type of heavy metals down to really, really tiny unnatural sizes has a problem, it causes a great problem in the body. It causes autoimmunity. And so, and by the journal articles, it does. But then at the same time, you can find journal articles that say, and we should use nanoparticles. What a great idea for adjuvants for drug carriers. So the Scales of Truth 025 is very foundational for what the next level of, it's chronic poor health in humans. That is an underlying source for it. So listen to the Scales of Truth 025. It's only going to get worse as far as the chronic poor health of humans the further they go and use nanoparticles. And that will tell you why. Quick Rant of Truth 064. He gets millions to listen to scientific topics for hours? Amazing! Except for that whole censorship is too important thing. Of course, I'm talking about Joe Rogan here. He's trying to cover important topics. I say there, he's as good of an interview, surprisingly, interviewer, as really, really good interviewers, because he'll ask the question that needs to be asked, and he'll, you know, he'll like kind of be amazed by what an expert says, go, whoa, are you saying, you got to be kidding me, you know. He'll find the emphases that are important and follow up on them, which is kind of the opposite of what news articles do now. News articles will take the pregnant question in the room that has come up due to some other things that are said, and they will specifically ignore asking that question or going into it. Quick Rant of Truth 065, differentiator be devoured, Spotify's real conundrum if they see it. Remember, they took on Joe Rogan, and then they were pressured and actually took down some of his episodes because of the big pharma tyranny that we're in. The Scales of Truth 026, nanoparticles, autoimmunity, and hypothyroidism. So that's kind of related to the Scales of Truth 25. Hillary Kaluzia, Scales of Truth 27, the post and recent revelations of other pathological liars. So that's actually a multiple series. I'm sorry, it's multiple topics there. The Scales of Truth 028, Ukraine context, because no one else can stop being indignant long enough to give it. So this is me early on the, I just don't know if it's intuition. I can't tell you. Or if it's just obvious, like whatever the leadership, including the non-president, are saying now, that's a really good lead. That's the exact wrong thing. The exact wrong thing. So the Scales of Truth 028 is probably the first time I covered Ukraine. Quick Rant of Truth 066, parallels of censorship to keep narratives afloat. COVID response in Russia, Ukraine. The Scales of Truth 029, TikTok, protect free speech by blocking an entire country. Chomsky. I forgot I followed up with Chomsky. U.S. approach to Ukraine, quote, left the domain of rational discourse. So this isn't me saying it. This is a world-class intellectual before the invasion of Russia happened, saying, you are about to cause an invasion of Russia into Ukraine because your approach has left the domain of rational discourse. That's Scales of Truth 29. Quick Rant of Truth 067, Tennessee House Health Subcommittee testimony. All-cause mortality increased among those who took the solution. Of course, sometimes I'm trying to be mum and pat, if you will, or rather mum, as far as, you know, I'm being a little vague, so you know what that means, but sometimes I try not to put the exact words in there, and so you can figure it out. The Scales of Truth 030, Netflix actions towards Russian citizens as a dead canary in the coal mine of freedom. Scales of Truth 31, on Ukraine, you can predict reality easily if you just pay attention to expert analysis. So I'm sure that's where afterwards I'm like, yeah, nailed it. Quick Rant of Truth 068. New York Times Pulitzer Prize winner admits FBI involvement. So the cat that's out of the bag, is that the phrase, is that January 6th had massive agent and informant involvement. And most of them were actually the ones that tried to stir the pot. Including two people that were the main people coordinating, quote, breaking into the Capitol. So listen to that one, because again, it's not Tyson telling you, It's a New York Times Pulitzer Prize winner. Quick Rant of Truth 068. New York Times Pulitzer Prize winner admits FBI involvement. Scales of Truth 032. FDA allowed such variance in PCR tests that practically they were not even close to the same tests. This was a revelation to me. Prior to this, I knew this. How many cycles they used were huge. If the test just simply decides to read something after they cycle the PCR further and further and further, because each cycle doubles the sample, then that makes a huge difference on whether something, quote, passes the positive threshold. When every single cycle doubles it, it means one more cycle is the difference between something crossing the threshold and only being near 50%, let alone when you add five or six or seven. So I knew about that. We talked about that repeatedly. But this one was brand new to me. This was a revelation that is a nuance you have not heard a lot. But the idea is that the FDA said, just make your test. Yeah, it's approved. And then later, the FDA did a study. I believe it was the FDA, but it's in this one, Scales of Truth 032. And they realized the incredible variance of all these PCR tests that they just allowed to be developed because they wanted a bunch of positives. And so for that one, let me see what information I have here, just as a little tease, if I put that in the description. All right. This one's good. You should definitely listen to this one, because as I said, this is new fundamental information. The Scales of Truth 032. Actually, even though it was the Scales of Truth, it was only 17 minutes. A review of two key documents by the FDA. High points. PCR tests by dozens and then hundreds of manufacturers were not based off an actual clinical specimen. Instead, manufacturers were instructed to, in essence, come up with their best guess of COVID-ish for their tests to detect through any number of contrived means. Yes, the FDA literally describes them as contrived multiple times. Once the FDA did allegedly come up with a good specimen, only a couple of months into the exercise, they did not make the manufacturers and create tests based on that standard. They didn't make them restart the test. You've already made them. So all along, until the PCR tests were discontinued from emergency use at the end of 2021, they varied so widely that the FDA literally says it doesn't make much sense to even compare them. But to the extent they did, by comparing their performance and sensitivity to detect the standard specimen, PCR tests varied by over 3,000-fold depending on manufacturer. So that's just what I say. It was garbage, and it's not, it didn't mean anything. These are the types I mean, because that's only one of them. Remember, that's just one of the giant variances. The other one was, why were you at 35 to 42 cycles of PCR, each cycle doubling your result to come to one threshold? It didn't adjust based on how many cycles you did. The threshold was the threshold. Each single cycle doubled it. So how is it that you decide to go to 35 to 42 or 40 and different states doing different things all along? Well, nothing, no less than a Harvard researcher said they thought, no, that's crazy. You should stop at 28. One of them said that. That's in an older episode. Another one said, well, certainly no more than 35. And then remember, idiot Fauci, demon Fauci, criminal Fauci, in front of virologists, I've also covered that in an earlier episode, said, yeah, well, obviously, past 35, you're not covering anything more than dead nucleotides. In other words, it's definitely not transmissible past 35. Then why are you arguing it's not about you and how healthy you are? It's about killing your mother if it's not transmissible past 35 in at least one state, because it's the state I'm in, used up to 42 cycles, which means whatever 35 was where it was not transmissible, it literally got multiplied another 128 times, 64 to 128 times, and then it passed. If it took 42, it was manufactured, I'm sorry, it was multiplied, you know, 64, 128 times as much as it was of, you know, the last cycle that the determines, then the last number of cycles that determines whether or not it's even transmissible. It, so at that cycle, it wasn't even at 2% of the way to the threshold, but they just kept multiplying it. So that was already such a huge variance, and nobody got in trouble for it. And Fauci didn't go, what are you going all the way up to 42? I just, why are you asking this week in virology host? Oh, well, because aren't the PCR tests going much higher than that? Shouldn't they know how many cycles it took? Yeah, that would be good for them to know. But then demon, criminal, hangworthy Fauci does not bother to tell all of the various labs around the country, why are you doing going up to 42 and 40 and 40 when the 35 is the last possible chance it would be transmissible? Positives past that don't do anything. They don't tell you anything. And that was just the one giant variable. And then we found out with the scales of True 32 that the FDA allowed such variance in the PCR tests that practically there were not even same, even close to the same tests. Literally, they use, hey, you're going to have to contrive a way. Just come up with something and then let us know and we'll tell you whether or not we approve it. And then after they did that, they said, oh, we've allegedly found a good specimen, but don't worry about it. You don't have to redo the, you don't have to redo your test based on the actual specimen. Oh, and then when they compared them as to the sensitivity to the standard specimen, the PCR test varied by over 3,000-fold depending on manufacture. So that's how, again, you know that the test didn't mean anything. They were a flip of the coin. Now, if they had given you the amount of PCR cycles with the best test among those many, many manufacturers, then yeah, if you were positive in 10 or 12 or 15 cycles, yeah, most likely you were good. But if you were positive in 30, but most likely then you were symptomatic. All right, let's go to the next one here. Oh, this is huge. Antacids in the, not this one, antacids in the pattern. No, that's a good one for fundamental, understanding fundamentally the bait and switch that is big pharma. Oh, bring something in with a risk-reward ratio and say, of course, you don't need to use this very much because it does have side effects. But to the extent you need to use it, the side effects are well worth, the risk is well worth the reward. And then over periods of time, you then mark it further up and forget about that ratio because marketing takes over. And oh, by the way, antacids are another one where they cause a worse problem than they help because they only adjust the symptom, but in adjusting the symptom, they have a horrific side effect that is chronic. The scales of truth 033 confirmed, this is another one on the test, IgA is a vital gap, massively reducing solutions effectiveness, confirming Tennessee subcommittee hearing. So this is about the idea that as to something like respiratory illnesses, it is necessary for the overall immune response, or at least for respiratory responses, for IgA to be simulated. The quote, vaccine must stimulate the production thereof, but it does not. Okay, so yeah, that one's a really good one. Let me see if I can pull just the quick summary from that. Yeah, so this is a follow-up to that Tennessee subcommittee, but then I looked up an article where they said the big pharma solution is that the problem with it is that it stimulated almost no IgA, which is vital for the solution to actually treat a respiratory illness. The source is an NIH article, National Institutes of Health. Most vaccines are delivered intramuscularly and mucosal immunity and IgA secretion is thereby minimal. Furthermore, eliciting IgA production from conventional vaccines is difficult and they may lack the immunogenicity required to elicit necessary IgA production. Respiratory viruses are especially difficult to protect against with vaccines. One reason for the failure against respiratory viruses is that the respiratory tract, including the lungs, is an external surface that is protected by the generation of IgA antibodies, yet the antibodies measured to determine whether an experimental subject has responded often focus on IgG, IgM, or total immunoglobulin. So anyway, check that one out. That's another, like a basic, this isn't even the right approach. Well, it doesn't matter if it's the right approach. It's the approach that we're going to trumpet with all of our marketing dollars. Okay. A CEO speaks eloquently of why people are leaving big tech. That's the Scales of Truth 034. Quick Run of Truth 070 is about the clown that is the president. When J.B. Huffin talks, those with functional brains laugh. Quick Run of Truth 071 was a more broad topic than the usual that I'm going after. And that's breadcrumbs on intriguing minds. I forget. Just like I'm reading things on by interesting folks at that time. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Look up a Bruce Cathy, a Rudolf Steiner, and Ilana Freeland, and a Jane 108, J-A-I-N 108. That's what that one was about. So that was pretty quick, I believe, quick rant of truth. Greta and World Economic Forum, WTH, plus another corollary to problem reaction solution. That's Scales of Truth 35. The Scales of Truth 036 was the laughably obvious, except that it's fatal, which makes you not laugh. Hey, instead of sudden infant syndrome, we now have sudden infant death syndrome. We now have sudden adult death syndrome. Oh, yeah, I mean, come 2022, a year after the vaccines were introduced, they come up with this syndrome that never existed before. So this was sudden death syndromes in Australia, not just for children anymore. Quick Rant of Truth 072, the patterns of impossibility continue. Thousands of cattle dying of, quote, of heat, criminal chaos. And then I had a few on the constitutional amendment, and those are kind of case studies as to how narratives form. Scales of Truth 037, Sunflower State Culture War Battleground, Dobbs Roe and August 2nd Kansas Abortion Amendment Vote. Scales of Truth 038, Kansas Constitutional Amendment Follow-Up, the exact wording and what will happen. The Scales of Truth 039, British arrest due to anonymous people feeling anxiety over social reposts. Quick Rant of Truth 073, constitutional vote post-mortem. So that's again around the Kansas constitutional amendment, and that involved Roe v. Wade and how it was, it's never good enough to actually say what the truth of the matter is. We always have to panic and say it means something else. Addendum on amendment. Oops. Quick Rant of Truth. Addendum on amendment. I think that means amendment episodes. Loss of gains towards more libertarian mindset and voting patterns. Doublethink. This is the most popular episode I've had. I'm not sure why these things are weird. The Scales of Truth, I mean, I'm sure it's a good episode, but it's why it was the most popular. The Tyrant, 040, the Scales of Truth, 040. The tyrant consolidates his power. He has now proven dozens of times he cares neither about his country nor about your constitution's limits unless they're actually enforced against him. The Quick Round of Truth, 075. Food price crisis, the Fed's answer, raid farms and find them and tell them to shut down. Quick Rant of Truth 076, the irony of how the Ukraine history books will read and related. Quick Rant of Truth 077, the demon lying less than usual and admitting biological basics that he denied for 2 years. And you can imagine what that's about, but let me see if there's a quick little... This is just, you know, sometimes I like to hear the demons admitting things out loud, and I'm pretty sure I probably kept... use the audio. This is only 16 minutes. Basic biology is a thing? Turns out before he was a mercenary out to execute truth, starting in 2020, he could admit such things. And what he admitted in that one was, no. If she's gotten it, then she doesn't need the vaccine. No. Immunity is much, much better. She doesn't need the vaccine. I can't remember which celebrity or important person or VIP or a position holder, office holder he was talking about, but he kept saying, no. Immunity is the best vaccine. You don't need the vaccine. If she's actually gotten it, then she does not need the vaccine. Immunity is the best. So that's a good one. The demon lying less than usual and admitting biological basics that he denied for 2 years. Quick rant of truth 078. What we know in October 2020 it will do to people. Oh, why spend even 2 seconds out of 8 hours showing you that? I'd actually mentioned in a previous episode, but I include the audio here and I describe how an all-day meeting among VIPers for COVID response in October of 2020, when they got to the slides about the risks, they either spent zero time on it or didn't show the slides or some combination or minimal time showing the slides and never out loud saying any of the risks that were on the slides. But I pause it and we talk about that. Also then, I had a follow-up quick rant of truth 079, October 2020, 8-hour online meeting with the experts and decision makers, but no time to show the known risk, second instance. So there are two instances in that 8-hour meeting. It's very obvious they were not trying to show, even as they were supposed to be informing people, and at least one person was a public official. They were not trying to show the risk. They were trying to be able to say they covered it and make sure that they drew no actual emphasis towards it during the 8-hour meeting. Quick rant of truth 080. Science says nanoparticles cause autoimmunity, but science says we should use them to treat autoimmunity. Yes, in the second instance, I put science in quotes. Quick rant of truth 080. Science says nanoparticles cause autoimmunity, but quote, science, end quote, says we should use them to treat autoimmunity. Quick rant of truth 081. A constitutional crisis, a reading. Lions, the scales of truth 041. Lions, that's LYINS, and tigers, monkey business and bear fraud. Oh my. A summary and review of 2K Donkeys. We review and go over the logic of why that film by Dinesh was actually incredible and well worth it. Like, that's heroism. Quick round of truth 082, self-stewardship. Do you practice it? One of my rare ones there towards, more just self-care and the like. We definitely talk about that and, more spirit, mind, body, fair stuff. I covered a little bit more in late 2022. Quick rant of truth 083, rebutting a bombastic, simplistic dismissal of 2K Donkeys, also about the documentary. Quick rant of truth 084, Department of Justice says FBI omitted known contradictions about Steele dossier when using it as a source to get warrants against Trump team. This is huge because it's Department of Justice document, saying we got to review that because there were mistakes made. And then once you read about all the quote mistakes made, well, good luck really trying to get yourself to believe that they were mistakes. This one is, again, quick rant of truth 084. And let's see what I have here. Department of Justice, OIG. This is a paraphrase, but the FBI itself knew in January of 2017 through official interviews that Steele's main subsource disagreed with the dossier, but didn't include the info in the warrant applications. A quick peek at a major conclusion by the Justice Department upon review of FBI acts that, due to their shortcomings, relatively incapacitated an administration due to the distractions they provided. When, per a literal Justice Department Office of Inspector General review, they should not have provided such a distraction because the FBI knew the evidence was highly questionable, but just did not inform those deciding on the next dramatic step. Quote, however, as we explain later, the Crossfire Hurricane team failed to inform Department of Justice officials of significant information that was available to the team at the time that the FISA applications were drafted and filed. Much of that information was inconsistent with or undercut the assertions contained in the FISA application that were used to support probable cause, and in some instances resulted in inaccurate information being included in the application. While we do not speculate whether department officials would have authorized the FBI to seek to use FISA authority had they been made aware of all relevant information, it was clearly the responsibility of Crossfire Hurricane team members to advise them of such critical information so that they could make a fully informed decision. I cover more of this, obviously. I'm going to give you one last quote here. We also found that the FBI's interviews of Steele, his primary subsource, a second subsource, and other investigative activity revealed potentially serious problems with Steele's description of information in his reports. For example, as detailed in Chapter 6 and 8, the primary subsource, brackets Igor Danchenko, made statements during his or her January 2017 FBI interview that were inconsistent with multiple sections of the Steele reports, including some that were relied upon in the FISA applications. Among other things, regarding the allegation attributed to Person 1, the dossier of Christopher Steele, the primary subsource's account of these communications, if true, was not consistent with, and in fact, contradicted the allegations of a, quote, well-developed conspiracy, end quote, in reports 95 and 102 attributed to Person 1, that's Steele. So when I say that was cooked up and it was disproven, it's because the Department of Justice said, you guys knew there weren't good bases for these, but you kept the information out when you applied for a FISA warrant with the Department of Justice. All right, let's see here. Scales of Truth 42, reflections on good progress and a shout-out list of where my listeners are. Quick Rant of Truth 085, give yourself permission to change your self-perception, an important step. The Scales of Truth 043, cardiologists who earlier said any concern was, quote, irrational and based on lies, bothers to investigate and reverses course entirely. This is literally a, like, TV doctor, like the level of celebrity and alleged skill that this person showed up on British TV. Cardiologists who earlier said any concern was, quote, irrational and based on lies, bothers to investigate and reverses course entirely. Weird story of what was WSOM01 is mystery golfer. And I can't remember what I meant the abbreviation to stand for. Okay, this is the premiere edition of Weird Story of Maybe. Just an odd story. Like, it was paranormal, something that happened to me, or seemingly potentially paranormal. Just odd. Scales of Truth 044, Central Bankster's flipping concept of crypto, Botden, further craziness and more. That's my name for Biden, because Bi is present and Bot is past, and he's been bought, and so his name is President Botden. The Scales of Truth 045, with pals like this, who needs arch rivals? Pay enemy lies to cover their lies, but the people won anyway. Quick Rant of Truth 086, artery pasta, another possible source. Quick Rant of Truth 087, not only could $50,000 not incentivize Steele to confirm dossier, even $1 million could not. So I had information because other people had said he was given about $50,000 to, okay, you got this dossier you made up from hearsay. Go confirm it. And so that's about that. Quick rant of truth, 087, $1 trillion per year, not just deficit, but interest payments. Quick rant of truth, 087. Oop, I have two quick rants of truth, 087. That's interesting. I got to correct that. Thoughts on pie, exquisite, but not the fundamental point, question mark. So that was a little bit more philosophical. Quick rant of truth, 088, a key point for duality thinking and pondering of the great mystery. So I was getting more towards my coast-to-coast AM thinking and going into the existential questions and sacred geometry and the like. Scales of Truth, 046, citations on unprecedented white fibrous tissues causing great harm in humans. And so this is where I talked about the artery pasta, and that is that the vaccines are creating growths that are unnatural, and these growths are in the form of white fibrous tissues being pulled out of live and dead humans that should just simply not be in the arteries or the veins. Quick rant of truth, and that's a very, very, that is a very, very important line of observation. Quick rant of truth, 088, be your own thought curator. Quick rant of truth, 089, Flyzer, zombie, Lil Tweed, imagine it smart to choke a giant man asking questions. That was awesome. Quick rant of truth, 090, great tips for balance. Talking physical balance. The scales of truth, 047, don't take it if you're allergic to it enough to die from it. So that is about the, now, to be even less open, allergy does not mean what it did before. You know, it used to be that, well, allergy means you have a reaction in a certain way, and allergies can be bad, but then if it's a really bad allergy, we say that. Well, no, now, we just simply say, oh, well, you might have a bad effect, but don't take it if you're allergic. Well, what's allergic? You know, if you have a bad effect. Quick rant of truth, 091. Fake news. No, seriously. That was a little fun looking at the Babylon Bee and the Onion. Quick rant of truth, 092. Laughable official, Fed Reserve mission versus results. I've covered that. It's about the dual mandate. We just cover in detail the dual mandate. One of the mandates of the Federal Reserve is price stability. I'm not kidding you. So we cover that there in Quick Rant of Truth 092. Quick Rant of Truth 093, Halloween scary levels of contradiction and logic of, quote, cautious people. Quick Rant of Truth 94, study indications of heart damage in all studied. All. You can imagine what that's about. It's the wonderful and basically mandated psychologically forced quote solution that all the idiots thought would actually solve. If we just take it, they'll finally shut up. No, they won't. Stop. You're not helping. Stop using that logic. If you give in to bullies, they bully you more. They've learned they can bully you, and they bully you more. And then we have a bunch of heart damage across the population, a bunch of strokes, a bunch of, quote, heart attack deaths. Quick rant of 2095, election season. Great news in Georgia. Now, I'm trying to think of what that was about. Not sure. The scales of truth, 048, election season, when heroes get psychologically terrorized by legal action. This is about the great people at True the Vote, I believe is the name of the organization that was behind 2,000 Mules. And they also then found out about some information for poll workers or the like going, because they got a whistleblower from China, and they're saying, hey, by the way, your information's making it all the way to China when it's against the law for that information about poll workers and voters and the like to go overseas. And so the great people at True the Vote tried to work with the FBI at first, and then the FBI did not continue because the FBI is compromised and is now political just openly. And so after the FBI stopped cooperating, then the True the Vote people said, well, we're trying to go through channels, but now we just need to open it up. And the interesting thing is that then the person who was the traitor and directly tied to China in its past for a Michigan company related to voting processes and, election processes. Can't really remember exactly off the top of my head. Turns out that L.A. ended up. So that guy sues the True the Vote people because it's racist. And his family is being, it's about your company, not you. They're talking about the company. It's not about you. If that's the case, then none of us ever get to report on anything because people might be mad at the people who did wrong. But then there's some irony there at the end of that. Okay, famous whipping boy denounced again, disingenuously, for showing intellectual curiosity. The scales of truth, 049. Man, I forget which famous whipping boy that was. Which famous whipping boy was denounced again, disingenuously, for showing... Oh, yeah. That's it. It's our boy Kyrie Irving. Just because he had a little bit of, Black history curiosity, that turned into anti-Semitism for him speculating whether some of the original Jews might be Black. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. So he's trying to say, hey, maybe my people are Jews. Oh, yeah. Well, we know what that means. You hate Jews. What? Because I'm talking about how we might be it. So why would, am I practicing self-hate? Isn't that like, it must be that we're okay with being that if I'm trying to discover whether it's true that we might be some of the original Jews? And by the way, he was only citing a documentary. Since when are you supposed to post a link on a documentary when and only if you agree with everything in the documentary as though you've looked into it yourself? Since when do you take the, and it was a documentary available on Amazon. So famous whipping boy denounced again, disingenuously, for showing intellectual curiosity. That's about Kyrie Irving. Quick rant of truth 096, addendum to the scales of truth 049, which was the one I just said. The scales of truth 050, another physical advice one. The miracle ball method, an overlooked very valuable body alignment concept. The scales of truth 051. Choose. Are you waiting for your latest coding update? Are you an NPC, a non-player character? Quick round of truth 097. A day to be skeptical. Quick round of truth 098. This was fundamentally new to me. The sand-sized clots, the other threat. I had not known about the sand-sized clots. Knew about the artery pasta, but not the sand-sized clots just floating in free blood. Quick round of truth 099. Another truth champion, albeit lighter-hearted and more subtle. That was very good. I can't remember what it was about, but definitely it was good. I think maybe it was, I don't know, a comedic bit or something. The scales of truth 52. Pfizer CEO admissions. The first time Pfizer uses the tech, this is mRNA tech, it's when billions are in the crosshairs. The scales of truth, I'm sorry, quick rant of truth 100. Further thoughts on the Borla interview. So that's the CEO of Pfizer. And so that's Borla. And so scales of truth 52 and quick rant of truth 100 are about him. Or that interview. Quick round of truth 101, an appeal to alternative platforms. Your funding does not have to be that alternative. Seriously, Brave. Seriously, all video platforms. Can you just do regular advertising? You gotta involve crypto concepts? Can't you just come up with a regular advertising scheme that simply doesn't rely on spying to the nth degree? I mean, if I'm watching Ion Television, there's going to be some advertising because they're going to try to understand the demographics, not the individual person who watches Ion Television. And based on that, certain advertisers are going to advertise. They don't spy on me to the nth degree. Surely, you alternative channels, you can come up with something better than these weird crypto concepts. You have so many credits to blah, da, 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 da. All right. Scales of Truth 53. More people I know have vowel problems, what some institutions must know and more. The Scales of Truth 054, miscellaneous rantiness. Scales of Truth 050. Oh, geez, I got another double. I'm going to have, my numbers are going to go higher. two ideas that speak to me right now on intentional life outlooks. Miscellaneous points of truth. Actually, that one got deleted. Never mind that one. AOT, a good American review and analysis. So what I'm going to do here and there is over at the Chemology 411, here and there, I got to take the controls of the conversation more than usual. And so with that, some of Chemology material from an episode where I got more control than usual, I have permission from Kim, I'm going to bring over to the Scales of Truth. So this is my first, quote, archive of truth, which will consist of previously produced material from Chemology 411 usually. So that was archive of truth 01. And forgive me, the phone is on, and so it's coming through there. All right, and so then we had the Scales of Truth 055, Crypto Billionaire Found on Beach and Associated Analysis. Now we're well into December. The Scales of Truth 057, this is interesting. This is a JFK episode. Truman's Regret, Dulles CIA, Nothing Like Harry Intended. And I'd always heard that Truman had mentioned that the CIA had gone off the rails, but I had never found the information, so that's about that. Scales of Truth 058, The Trouble with BlackRock. Quick Rant of Truth 102, When Four-Year-Olds Negotiate, also known as Oh Biden, episode 1,021. And Quick Rant of Truth, The Scales of Truth 059, The Parallels Are Now Complete. That's interesting. Drawing parallels, many parallels between what looks like a practical dress rehearsal compared to 2022, the AIDS crisis back in the 80s and how that was handled versus the most recent psychological and medical tyranny and human destruction. Quick Rant of Truth 103, Border Security. Finally, oh wait, and then that was just from earlier, or that was just from when did that one get published? And then Quick Rant of Truth, I'm sorry, The Scales of Truth 060, Kali suppresses physicians from sharing their opinion. So there we go. We have a year in review under the books, and hopefully that gives you some idea of what ones you might want to listen to. Well over 100 this last year. So proud of that, proud of the industry there and of all the good stuff that we covered. Continue to listen and let me know what you want to hear. Maybe even give me, you can give me great leads in an email. I've got my email address listed on most episodes and on the show description. Give me some great leads. I'll read them. I'm thinking of starting a Substack. I signed up, but I haven't really written anything yet. I might start that. But for now, just this is what it is. Right now, no Substack. But give me some leads and I'll follow up. Maybe some show ideas. You know, leads on anything new as to, say, JFK. That's always interesting too. Interesting to me. I don't cover like UFOs and the like much just because it's hard to keep up and I've never really got it all on my head at once. Just let me know what you guys think of, and I appreciate you listening for another full year. So onward and upward, and off we go. Thanks, everybody.